The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. They also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the power to lay it down and the power to take it up again. This is the command I received from my Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening. How are you guys doing? You look very nervous. No. Today we are celebrating the Good Shepherd Sunday, which we heard literally in our gospel reading, the Good Shepherd, which for most of us, if you look at the picture of the Good Shepherd, Jesus' picture is meek, sweet, humble, but for some it's like weak. But I've been researching about shepherd, and I have got this interest because I heard about shepherding. I found out many things about being a shepherd, especially in the biblical times. Number one, as a shepherd, you have to be physically, mentally, psychologically prepared to do the job. Why? Because the task is not easy. Most of the shepherds stay for a few days up in the hill or the mountains to stay with the sheep. I read three things that struck me about shepherding. As a shepherd, number one, the job is to protect the sheep from the wolves. Number two, to unify the sheep, gathers them together. And the third one, it leads them from point A to point B. Unify, protect, and lead. I've been thinking about this past week. Being a shepherd is the story of most of us, the story of parents, grandparents, and siblings who take care of other people. You are physically strong to raise a family, psychologically prepared to raise a child, and also spiritually to lead your children to the way which is Jesus. I've learned about this because I traveled the East Coast this past week, and my youngest brother, who is 35, has three children, two boys and one girl. And then the young boy, the youngest son, he just celebrated 3 years. So I met him when he was a child, newly born baby. And this year said, 3 years, we're gonna go celebrate. And you know, I asked them, okay, kids, I don't have any kids, so you have to make plans. So I arrived, we celebrated Sunday with the family, and then Monday, I asked them, where do you want to go? He said, we want to go to Chuck E. Cheese. And I said to myself, Chuck E. Cheese? What is that place? And I asked my brother, you never been to Chuck E. Cheese? No. And we went, and I said to myself, this is like an arcade for little people who serves chicken wings for adults and pizza for the kids. What I did, we went inside, and then my brother and my sister-in-law, together with my cousin, sat on the table and ordered food. And I said, don't you have to follow your kids around? You must be exhausted after you follow them. You try it, Marlon. I did for about 10 minutes, and I joined the table to eat my pizza. You know what I learned about this? Parenting is not easy. Parenting takes a lot of energy, and you have to do it every single day. What I learned about this, the Good Shepherd Sunday. Yes, we talk about the priest. We talk about the shepherd. In my mind right now, the shepherds are you. Those parents sitting here, you raised your children. And what I learned about this, never, ever, ever doubt your skills to be a good parent, because you are. There's no other way to raise a kid, but guess what? Chuck E. Cheese helps. Go send your kids to Chuck E. Cheese and they'll do everything they want. And I learned this with my brother, because in my image of my brother as a young child, a troublemaker, just like me, I guess, in my mind, he never grew. So in my mind, this person becomes a young father. That's also an image that a good shepherd is about. And you know what I learned also as a good shepherd? We heard a story after Jesus resurrected. He asked for food, but Jesus asked Simon Peter three times. Do you have any idea what question Jesus asked? Peter, do you love me? What did Jesus say? Feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. It took three times for Peter to understand. What does that mean? And you know what I love about this story, and I love what I love about Peter? Before resurrection, he couldn't get or the full grasp of Jesus' mission. But after the resurrection, receiving the Holy Spirit, Peter became strong. Physically, mentally, spiritually, psychologically, that he's ready to be the leader of the flock. Griffin, up there, when we were doing the opening prayer, he asked me when we sat, Father, what does it mean by humble flock? I said, do you have any idea what is it about? Humble flock. And I said to myself, I don't have any clue. And I asked permission if I can say his name. You know what I learned from that point to this? Humble flock means there's a learning involved. It's a process. It's a pilgrim. It's a journey from point A to point B. Peter learned that. You, as parents, learn to be parents. You started young, and you learned how to be parents when you were so-and-so. I won't say the word. And that is what humble flock means. It's a process, but you have to be open. I'm going to ask you this. If Jesus is here physically, ask your name. Griffin, do you love me? Quinlan, do you love me? Sophia, do you love me? And hope so, the answer will be, feed my humble flock. And that's what I learned about this also. And we celebrate the Good Shepherd, as I said earlier. This is for, the last part of the homily I'm going to share is, for those of you who are thinking, or even a slight thought, of becoming a priest or a religious, for those of you, whoever you are in your seat or you're at home, entertain it. It's a good life. It's an option that is a good life. Why? As I said earlier, at the school, we have 350 kids. We welcome them at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I have to give them back to you at 3 o'clock. I see you on Sundays. We welcome you, but you have to go home. And Father Marlon stays here. It's a good life. For those grandparents who are sitting here, I encourage you to talk about religious life or priesthood to your grandchildren. It's good to plant a seed now. And the last story I'm going to share to you, I still remember to this day, my very first meal in North America, in Toronto, Canada, in the seminary where I went to school, is shepherd's pie. Filipinos don't eat potatoes, especially mashed potatoes. We eat fries. Mashed potatoes is for babies. But that taste of shepherd's pie stays in me forever. I still don't like shepherd's pie. But you know, that little story, that little moment in my life changed me as I am today because of that experience. It's life. Life is giving you something, but what are you going to do with it? So, my prayer to you, I hopefully this week for all of you, pray to have a shepherd's heart. Shepherd's heart, not shepherd's pie. Shepherd's heart. What do I mean by that? That we stay humble in the presence of God, in the presence of life, because God will bless us in a way that you could not imagine, as long as we are open, as long as you can ask this question to God, where am I going? Where am I going? And hopefully your prayer today, if Jesus asks you, do you love me? Your prayer will be, I do. Feed each other's needs. Before we finish this reflection about shepherd's pie, before you go, just say hello to your neighbor. Talk to them a little bit. Say hi, whatever, because we don't know what they're going through in life. And that little conversation will lead to something different and deeper. And life is that is what about. May God bless us all this week. If you're thinking about dinner this week, think about Shepherd's Pie and think about me. Enjoy it, because life, though it's difficult for a lot of people, it's good, because God is good. God bless us all.